So I'd like to introduce Angie to you. Angie, where are you at? There you are. Come right on up. And she's here to share with us about freedom for youth. And it wasn't too long ago at the venue, they had a fundraising event. So we're just going to turn it over to you.
That was beautiful. And a reminder that it's all about Him. It's not what we do. It's not, it's nothing of our power. Everything, we just get the privilege of joining Him in His work. And so what a beautiful reminder. Thank you for inviting me today. As Pastor said, I am Angie Gentry. I started volunteering at Freedom for Youth Knoxville in 2018 and became the community coordinator of the Knoxville site in 2019. I'd like to just kind of start off with a quick overview of what Freedom for Youth does and who we are for those of you that don't already know. Our mission at Freedom for Youth Knoxville is to empower youth throughout Marion County through the love of Jesus Christ, to break out of any current bondage, discover their God-given talents, and lead transformed lives. We do this through a method of four pillars focusing on faith, education, employment, and leadership skills. All of our programs are free to all students, regardless of race, creed, or social economics. It is extremely important to us that all students are treated as equals and given the same opportunities to the best of our ability. Although our programs and services are free to the students, obviously they cost money to provide, but we do strive to be as efficient as possible with the funds that have been entrusted to us. Our stats from the end of the 2023 year was that we took all of the expenses, whether they related to programs or not, and the calculable contact hours of students and just divided them. And it came out to just over $11 a contact hour per student. We take a relationship-based approach. Because faith, education, employment, and leadership are all skills that are grown and fostered with practice and within relationship. And because as Christians, we've been called to make disciples, and discipleship takes a relationship. God created us to be in relationship with Him and with each other. Some fun numbers. God has continued to grow us consistently. At the end of 2023, we had about 70 active students and had accumulated over 6,000 contact hours, averaging about 90 contact hours per student. Obviously, some more, some less. But we are thankful to get to have that impact and that time with the students. God is currently blessing us with about 80 students that we get to impact with His transformational message. We break our kids up in by ages. So kindergarten through fifth grade, we call our WIS kids, and they come on either Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday after school during the school year. And then our discovery journey is 6th through 12th grade. Discovery being more middle school and Journey being more high school. We currently have those two groups combined, and they can come on both Monday evening and Tuesday after school. But God kind of caught us by surprise by doubling our middle school group this year. And so we are currently praying through and considering what it would look like to maybe break this group up where Journey would meet on Monday nights and Discovery on Tuesday afternoons. This is mostly due to lack of space, but there's other factors as well. This picture here was taken a couple of weeks ago. It was one of our, it was our most attended night so far, but not that many more than the average. So we had 26 kids that evening, plus volunteers and our guest speaker. And you can't even see everybody in the picture, so. We get to impact students and watch God change their lives. We don't do this just for the students' benefit. We do it because God has called us to do it. God created us, as I said before, to be in relationship, and he has specifically called those of us at Freedom for Youth Knoxville to this ministry and given us this opportunity to be a part of benefiting others and benefiting our community for the ultimate of bringing him glory. In just the past few months, we have been able to witness students being bullied, struggling academically, or with isolation, to be empowered through friendships, guidance, and a place to belong. We've had students share about their struggles with depression, suicide, self-harm. We've been able to help them, give them hope, and when necessary, also get them outside assistance or work with their parents. And we also get the opportunity of students that maybe don't think they have any talents to help them discover them and see, you know, God created every single one of us with a purpose and gave every single one of us exactly what we need to serve him. These issues that we get the opportunity to help students grow and encourage and overcome are issues that, if not taken care of at a young age, they often lead to addiction or homelessness, a lack of community participation and pride, all things that have a big impact on a community as a whole. Therefore, a ministry like this isn't just a nice thing to have. God brought it to Marion County because it's a critical service to the long-term health of our community. We have a very loving and gracious God that has given us the opportunity to serve and reap the fruits of laboring for him. I ask you to pray about if he is calling you to be a part of it, both as a church and as individuals. God has taken us from 20 students and two programs about 6 years ago to 80 students and five programs today. An exciting part about this growth is that it has caused us to get serious about the future of what God is doing in Marion County. It made us stop and go, God, what are you wanting from us? What is your plan? And through a series of events, we learned that we have maxed out our growth potential under our parent ministry, which is Freedom for Youth Ministries out of Des Moines. But God is not done pouring out his blessings on Marion County. So he has given the staff and volunteer leaders at the Knoxville site a vision and a plan for becoming an independent nonprofit that will continue this ministry throughout Marion County. God has a wonderful habit of overflowing his blessings, whether we deserve them or not, and he calls us to do likewise. He gives wisdom and direction for the good of all people, and his vision goes beyond what we see today. He has shown us a plan for blessing Marion County through obedience to his call. He has revealed specific action steps for us to take to be able to witness this outflowing of his blessings. About a year ago, a comprehensive 5-year plan was launched, And phase one of that five-year plan is scheduled to be completed by the end of this year. We are currently, when this picture was done, it was 56%, but we are currently about 63% of the way there. And we need the equivalent of 13 to 15 more recurring donors at about $100 a month or the equivalent thereof. We ask that you help us to spread the word. And in addition to how is God asking you to be involved? Prayer, volunteering, and giving are the three basic ways to be involved.
I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians very briefly this morning. I want to thank Angie for sharing today. And we want to pray for Freedom of Youth before we even get started today. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it speaks about the body of Christ. It's a wonderful, wonderful illustration of the body of Christ. And as you turn there, I will open us in prayer this morning. Father, we just are thankful for this time that we can gather together today. And Father, we are thankful that Angie was able and willing to come and share. I know that she is very active in her own church. But Father, she took the time to come out and to share about the needs of the children and the ministry to the children. And we thank her for that. And Father, we also pray for the ministry, that Lord, you would bless it, you would enlarge it. As God, you are our provider, you would provide the funds and meet the needs. And Father, we pray that Lord, you would open doors, and Father, you would walk before them in all things. I pray that, Lord, it will grow in the community, that, Lord, many young people that are staying away now will connect themselves to that because they need that connection, and that connection because they'll show that there is a connection to God that they can attain. And, Father, I pray that, Lord, you would minister to them and lead and guide and direct them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, we start reading from verse 12. In verse 12, it says this, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And if the whole were a hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But how indeed there are many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' Not much rather, those members of the body which are to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, and our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually." This portion of Scripture gives us a beautiful picture of the body of Christ. In verse 12, it says again, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." That we are talking about the church today. In verse 13 and 14, it talks about that we as believers, by the Spirit of God, because we become new creations in Christ Jesus, we are immersed by the Spirit into the body of Christ. Our body has many members, but each part, the hand, the foot, all serve the whole, the body. In the body of Christ, the church, we all have many members, but we are to serve the whole body of Christ, which Jesus is the head. As a member of the body of Christ, I am to serve Christ and I am to serve you. Servanthood, brother and sister, is the highest of all callings. You can never achieve anything higher than being a servant to one another. If you turn with me to Matthew 22, Matthew 22 and verse 36. In Matthew 22 and verse 36, it says, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." To love God, love one another. In church, to love Christ and to love one another. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 5, I've just got a couple scriptures to share. Romans 12 and verse 5. In Romans 12 and verse 5, it says, "So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individual members of one another." So we, being many, are one body in Christ, individual members of one another. And one last scripture, I think, in this portion is Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know that is it the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills it all in all." Yes, Christ is the head of the church. We are subject to him, and we are also subject to one another. It shares in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the gifts of the Spirit. And it goes on into the gifts of the Spirit if you read later on into the chapter. To be used to strengthen the body of Christ. All having different talents, all having different gifts, all having different abilities, but all are to be used to benefit, to strengthen the body of Christ. But there is also something else that I believe that is taught here. If we look at verse 25, so go back with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And look at verse 25. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25. "That there should be no schism in the body, but the members should have the same care for one another." Each one of us are different. We all dress different. We all look different. We all come from different backgrounds at Crossroads Gospel Church. We have people here that are full gospel people. We have people here, their background has been a Baptist. Or maybe it's Methodist. Or maybe it's Lutheran. Or maybe scattered here and there. Once in a while we have one that used to be a Catholic. Many of us have different foundations of a belief. You never get away from unless you become so legalistic that you border on control. If you say everybody's got to look the same, everybody's got to walk the same, everybody's got to believe exactly the same. Denominations, even though they may try to get there, they can't even get there themselves. My goal is to grow people, not to change them. Christ changes people, not other people change people. Amen. My goal is for people to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And no matter where you are at in your faith, I don't care if you've only served Him one day or you've served Him 50 years. I believe that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ wants to grow you in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you become more Christ-like in your walk. My goal is to grow you in your faith. Our stance should always be in essentials, unity, non-essentials, liberty, and all things love. We have Democrats and we have Republicans. The church, it should never be about politics. You know, you see in some churches, they will have politicians that will come into their church and they will speak to the body. We are important. I believe it's important to vote. You should vote. Well, we should vote the standard of God, not promoting politics, but vote our beliefs and what the Lord tells us through the Word of God. No, I would never have a politician come to our church and speak to our church body. Why would I not do that? Because I believe whether you're a Baptist, whether you're a Methodist, whether you're a Pentecostal, whether you're a Republican, or whether you're a Democrat, when you walk through those doors, it's all about Jesus. Amen. Amen. For Him to be lifted up. For Him to be praised and to be glorified. The teaching is there should be no division in the body of Christ. And how can we attain that? Is that when you come in that door, we leave our prejudices outside, we leave our politics outside, all of our difference are left outside. That's what He's saying here. I am not the hand, but I'm still a part of the body of Christ. I'm not the foot, but I'm still a part of the body of Christ. Brother and sister, in our life in the Lord Jesus Christ, I am in no different position that you are. Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the one we submit ourselves to, and we are supposed to be submissive one to another. That's how you grow a church. Amen. Everything else doesn't matter. Oh, I have my own beliefs about things. You can know that. If you wanted to go outside and talk about politics, I can tell you what I think. But what I think in here is all about Jesus and it's all about you. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a Methodist or a Baptist or a Pentecostal. And I think our ministry has been so successful in that over the years, because no matter what church we've ever pastored, there's always been a melting pot of all believers. Growing in our faith. That's how we reach the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. Then and only then will there be no division in the body of Christ. God loves unity. Satan loves division. And may he never allow division to enter our church. That this will be always a church that's focused on Jesus and telling others about Jesus. Amen. Father, we just rejoice today. We rejoice in Circle the freedom for the freedom of youth. We rejoice for them. We pray that, Lord, you would bless them. If they are going to endeavor to go out on their own, that, Father, you would help them through the policy and whatever needs to take place there to get their constitution, get their bylaws in place. And, Father, we pray that you would bless them, you would enlarge them. And I pray that, Lord, as this church is a beacon to our community, that Freedom of Youth will be a beacon in the city of Knoxville, and it will draw young people in, because there are so many young people that need a connection in their life, and that connection is not the telephone. That connection needs to be Jesus. And we pray that you would bless them. But bless my family today, Lord, as we go our separate ways, and may your hand be upon all of their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful day, everybody.